The following program is a presentation of UALR's College of Arts, Humanities and Social Sciences, the Arkansas Symphony, and UALR Public Radio.
This is Jeffrey Robson for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and you are listening to At the Symphony. This weekend, the Arkansas Symphony will be featured in a very special Masterworks concert series, performing Verdi's Requiem, together with a massed 400-voice double choir, four outstanding vocal soloists, and directed by music director Philip Mann. This hour, we will preview and explore this great work. Composers have been setting the Roman Catholic Requiem Mass to music for almost as long as polyphonic music has existed. Examples date back to the 15th century. Prior to that, this Mass would have been delivered in Gregorian chants. As Western music developed into the classical and romantic periods, the Requiem Mass became a sort of subgenre for composers, and large-scale concert works like Requiems by Verdi, Berlioz, Fauré, Brahms, and Mozart are in the symphonic oratorio repertory as a result. The Latin text and the name Requiem is from the introit of the Mass, which begins, Requiem aeternam dona eis, Domine, grant them eternal rest, Lord. The music begins peacefully and serenely, but with the entrance of the operatic soloists on Kyrie eleison, the music begins to grow in scale and drama.
Thank you.
Giuseppe Verdi is considered, alongside Richard Wagner, one of the greatest and most prolific opera composers of the 19th century. His Messa di Requiem is one of his relatively few unstaged works and his only major sacred work. Verdi was not overly committed to the Catholic Church. In fact, he was quite dubious of the clergy and, from a young age, did little to show faith in the institution of the Church. Although the text is sacred, the music he writes has all the dramatic pacing, slow build-ups, and great climaxes of one of his Italian grand operas. The next section of the piece could be a shipwreck scene or an epic storm from an opera, but the text is the opening of the Dies Irae, which reads, "Day of wrath, that day the world will dissolve in ashes, as witness David and the Sibyl. What trembling there will be when the judge shall come, who will judge strictly." We're listening to Verdi's Requiem. That was a recording of the Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Carlo Maria Giolini. The Requiem was first performed in May of 1874, after it was written to commemorate the death of famed Italian author Alessandro Manzoni. Verdi admired Manzoni greatly, and the two had similar political views supporting Italian nationalism and unification. Verdi may have had it on his mind that he might want to write a piece of music such as this, even before Manzoni died. Several years earlier, when famed Italian opera composer Gioachino Rossini died, Verdi took part in a group of composers who collectively wrote a requiem to be formed in Rossini's honor. This collaborative work was never performed, until 100-plus years later anyways, which disappointed Verdi at the time, but he incorporated the music he wrote for that piece into his own requiem that he undertook a few years later. The city of Milan underwrote the costs of publication and production, and Verdi conducted the first performance himself. The Mass continues with the Tuba Murum, which has the text, "The trumpet shall sound, its voice reaching the tombs of every region, and all will gather before the throne." Verdi treats this text to a blazing fanfare led by 8 trumpets. Immediately following is a stunned silence, and the bass soloist sings, "Death and nature will be stupefied when all creation will arise to answer the judge."
mors stupent, mors stupet et natura cum resurget creatura iuricantires parasol.
Again, from Verdi's Requiem. You can hear the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra perform this work in its entirety as the ASO resumes its Masterworks series this Saturday, March 1st and Sunday, March 2nd at the Robinson Center Music Hall in downtown Little Rock. Following the tuba murum, the soloists narrate the orchestra through the rest of the Mass. In Liber Scriptus, it is proclaimed that a book of writing which contains all truth will be revealed. Quid sum miser, rex tremendi, and recordare follow. We'll resume our listening with the recordare, which reads, "Remember, merciful Jesus, that I am the cause of your journey. Do not forsake me on that day." Following this, the tenor sings in gemisco, in which the sinner repents and begs forgiveness for his sins. Once again, we're listening to the Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Carlo Maria Giulini. The soloists in this recording are Lizabeth Schwarzkopf, Krista Ludwig, Nikolai Geda, and Nikolai Giarov. The Lacrimosa closes the Dies Irae section of the Requiem, which starts with a beautiful solo from the mezzo-soprano.
Thank you.
Following the Lacrimosa, the next section of the Mass is the Offertory. This music is less theatrical than what came before. It features the quartet of soloists singing prayers for mercy. The orchestra provides rich textural accompaniment, and the melodies are heartfelt and plaintive. We've been listening to the Requiem Mass of Giuseppe Verdi. That recording featured the Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus, directed by Carlo Maria Giulini. The Arkansas Symphony Orchestra will perform this work in its entirety this weekend as part of the Stella Boyle Smith Masterworks Series at Robinson Center Music Hall in downtown Little Rock. The performance will feature soloists Elizabeth Rosenberg, Kristen Marie Hill, Kevin Ray, and Adam Ciofari. It will also feature the combined choirs of Harding University, Hendrix College, Lyon College, Philander Smith College, Southern Arkansas University of Magnolia, the University of Central Arkansas Chorus, and the Arkansas Chamber Singers. On the podium will be music director Philip Mann. Returning to the Requiem itself, the next section is the Glorious Sanctus. The simple text, "Holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are filled with your glory, Hosanna in the highest," provides the inspiration for some of Verdi's best music in the piece. After a short introduction, Verdi leads the listener through an impressive double fugue featuring 8-part choral writing and intricate counterpoint in the chorus and orchestra. It finishes once again with some operatic flair.
Thank you.
Once again, you've been listening to Verdi's Requiem in a recording of the Philharmonia Orchestra and Chorus, directed by Carlo Maria Giolini. The next section, the Agnus Dei, features the soloists singing in unison and a return to more contemplative music. The music has a more chant-like character and employs less dramatic use of the chorus. The final section of the Mass is the Liberame. This was the section of the Mass that Verdi composed several years prior to the rest of the work for the piece by combined composers that was to be a requiem in honor of fellow composer Gioachino Rossini. This music also serves to unify the work as a whole, as several of the earlier sections of music are recalled. These include the terrifying Dies Irae and the beautiful opening Requiem Aeternam, this time highlighted by a stunningly beautiful soprano solo. The work ends quietly, in a moving gesture that keeps the listener focused on the subject of the music, not the music itself. Throughout, Verdi uses dramatic music to express the power of the text, but the drama is never superfluous. It retains its intended meaning throughout. Libera me, donne, de morte eterna, in dilla tremere. Once again, you've been listening to Verdi's Requiem. You can hear this work in its entirety this weekend, performed by the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra. Those concerts will be this Saturday, March 1st at 8 p.m. and Sunday the 2nd at 3 p.m. The orchestra will be joined by choruses and soloists for the event, and music director Philip Mann will be on the podium. As usual, the concerts will be preceded by concert conversations, a pre-concert talk given by Philip Mann himself. Those will be 1 hour before each performance in room 102 downstairs at the Robinson Center. Until then, this is Jeffrey Robson for the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, and we'll see you at the Symphony.
You have been listening to At the Symphony with Jeffrey Robson, a presentation of UALR's College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, the Arkansas Symphony, and UALR Public Radio.